Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Christians, we're pelted with human waste. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
Well, they say, you know, when you go out and share the gospel, it's not always going to be a pleasant situation because people are offended by Jesus. They're offended by the gospel. And here's an example where this happened, where Christians went out to a Seattle park in Washington sharing the gospel, and things got pretty messy.
Yes, this was part of what is called a May Day event. A May Day actually was patterned after a Christian movement in Peru. In Peru, the Christians got together to pray and to stand together in Lima and throughout Peru because George Soros and others were bringing in their anti-Christian, anti-family, anti-life agenda to push abortion, the LGBTQ agenda, and they ended up starting a movement, Don't Mess With Our Kids. And they then gathered, they prayed, and they pushed back, and they were able to push back the abortion. They were able to push back the LGBTQ agenda. And so Don't Mess With My Children campaign in Peru was very successful. So People in the United States, pastors, Christians, churches, organizations, they decided, let's do a May Day in America, like they did in Peru, where you gather people together and we worship like they did there. We pray and we assemble. And so they had five cities, Miami, New York, some other cities. And then the last two cities on the list of five were Seattle and Los Angeles. The first three cities went with no problem, including Miami and New York. But it was the fourth city, which is Seattle, where the problem began. So the people that were the May Day organizations, they applied to use a park that was a well-known park, and city officials denied them the use of that park. Instead, they said the only place you could be is in this one area, part of a very well-known part of Seattle that is an LGBTQ community.
I see what they're doing here.
So you can see what they were up to. They wanted to put them right in the heart of the LGBTQ community.
Yeah, but I love, though, that these Christians were not afraid.
No.
They went with boldness with the gospel. And that's, we can't be like that. We can't be afraid. You have to go forward because somebody heard the gospel in this.
Oh, yeah. And so, you know, they had a choice. Do you go into this LGBTQ community or do you not do it? Well, they wanted to go. So they went. That's the only option that was given to them. It was not what they had applied for, but the city officials, I think, intentionally, knowingly set them up for disaster. So they go in this LGBTQ neighborhood, having no choice, and they have praise and worship. They want to talk about the sanctity of human life. They want to talk about the LGBTQ harmful agenda on children. They want to be able to protect children and families. They want to praise the Lord. So they gather together, they start to worship, and then things went bad very quickly because Antifa rioters arrived at the park. They were dressed in black, wearing face masks to hide their identities.
Interesting they'd have to do that.
Yeah, and they soon also were accompanied by LGBTQ activists. The entire melee was caught on video, giving evidence of exactly who enacted and started the violence.
Of course, 23 LGBTQ Antifa protesters were arrested, but unfortunately, Seattle's mayor blamed the Christians.
Yeah, the Democrat mayor, Bruce Harrell, blamed the Christians, even though 23 LGBTQ and Antifa protesters were arrested. He blamed the Christians, and what they did was despicable.
And even the Christians got the permit. They did everything correctly, but he's blaming the
Christians. So these protesters, Antifa, LGBTQ, they filled balloons with urine, and then they threw them at the Christians, filled with urine. They also pulled a knife on a 17-year-old who was just there to pray. A 17-year-old kid had a knife pulled on him as he was praying. Children and the elderly were sexually accosted. Christians were attacked and beaten by masked Antifa members and drag queens, all because Seattle officials purposely decided to set up these churches for disaster, then blamed the Christians for the violent Antifa and LGBTQ attacks. And you may remember Democrat Mayor Bruce Harrell saying that these Christians were, quote, far-right extremists, close quote. Mm-hmm. He didn't mention a word about the crazed leftist or the crazed Antifa LGBTQ people who caused the violence, or the fact that the city forced the Christians to hold their event in a neighborhood where they would almost certainly be attacked. So this case now results in obviously a clear violation of their First Amendment rights, because you have a right to assemble peacefully, and especially in a public venue, public park, public street sidewalks. They had a permit. They had a right to be able to peacefully assemble. They did peacefully assemble. They did not get the place where they wanted. If they had gotten the place where they wanted, probably there would be no problem. But they were intentionally placed right in the heart of this LGBTQ community, and Antifa and LGBTQ activists showed up to push back against them as they're praising and singing praises during their worship service.
They were set up.
Yeah, they were set up. So as a result of that, they were not able to continue their event. They then went on after that event to Los Angeles, and then Los Angeles, we'll talk about that on another occasion, but Los Angeles then looked at what happened just in Seattle. Los Angeles was the fifth city, and Los Angeles said, no, you can't meet on Hollywood Boulevard. They denied their permit, denied it outright. In Los Angeles, they said, you can't meet because we wouldn't have enough space to bring in paramedic vehicles or emergency vehicles. But just a few days later, they permitted the LA Pride event. The place was packed. There's no way you could have had emergency vehicles come on Hollywood Boulevard. So you can see in Los Angeles, they also denied them because they did not want these people there. They did not want to hear their viewpoint praising God, standing for life, standing for families, and standing for marriage.
Well, you know, I don't want this to discourage people from going out and sharing the gospel, especially in public venues, but know that there will be those who may oppose what you're doing, but also there's Liberty Counsel to defend you in that case.
So we're going to court against both Seattle and Los Angeles because these events where these Christians were censored, prohibited, even vilified in Seattle by the Democrat mayor, had these encounters with people where they had balloons filled with urine thrown on them. That's unconstitutional.
No.
You can't let that happen. So we're going after both of these cities with separate lawsuits that these particular cities violated their First Amendment right to freedom of speech and freedom of assembly. You just can't do that. If you walk away from this, what you do is you empower these radical community organizers, you empower the radical politicians, and they know next time if you want to come there, they'll just censor you. They'll just censor you. You know, the Apostle Paul, I've been reading through Paul's epistles and Paul's writings. It's amazing how much opposition he encountered. And yet he was so dramatically transformed because he met Jesus on the road to Damascus, there to kill Christians who followed him, now finds that he's actually been fighting against Jesus himself, totally transformed, and now he's so bold, willing to go into huge theaters like in Ephesus. He was wanting to go there. His friends prevented him from going. But he was going to walk into a theater that seated 25,000 people that literally wanted to pull him apart limb by limb because he was preaching Jesus as the only God, and that was going against their economy and their silver-making business where they were making the statues to Artemis or Diana, as
idols,
the Romans call her.
Yeah,
the idols. And he was saying there is no, those are not true gods.
Right.
He was willing to do that. He was bold. So I encourage you to immerse your life and your reading in the Word of God and with our Lord Jesus Christ. I commend these Christians that wanted to go to these different cities across the nation. We're going to stand with them as they continue to share the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. For more information, you can go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org. Continue to pray for these cases, the May Day lawsuits in Seattle, as well as in Los Angeles. And also, I would ask you to pray for the Kim Davis case, Kim Davis, because the Supreme Court will conference that case September 29. That is a blockbuster case. Pray for Kim, pray for our team, pray for the High Court that they take the case and that we ultimately have victory. Go to lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org.